For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, it's a Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Well, Spike.
Well, got to turn that mic on.
Yep, that would help.
There you go.
I like to do the show blind. Yep. Feeling a little better today. You know, a couple days removed from Sunday.
Yeah.
A couple days removed from
after
Sunday.
After the win.
Yeah. So, yeah, after a win, feeling a little better today.
Yeah.
And then the baseball brass spoke.
Yes.
Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
Going to be a big offseason, boys.
Yeah?
Big offseason. A lot of moves.
Big.
Juan Soto, come on down.
Yeah. Well, so we're going to need you dialed in here, Fritzy boy.
Okay.
I know you're always pressing buttons and stuff over there, but, you know, your input will be necessary here. I was excited to hear Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson today. I usually find both of them, specifically Dave Dombrowski, to be honest. And I know they can't tell us everything, but I've usually found Dave Dombrowski to be more honest and more straightforward and more transparent than most general managers are. You know, we do have some here, and I know their job isn't to be honest all the time, but I find Dave Dombrowski to be a good speaker and very aware of the situation that he's in. So I was excited to hear him talk today. And you know, he leads off the press conference with the fact that they've given Rob Thompson an extension. And we all talked last week about the idea of moving on for Rob Thompson. We all thought there was a lot of merit there. But I'm not mad that they kept Rob Thompson, they kept the coaches. It's fine, whatever, I expected it. And the fact that they gave him an extension is just, it's good managing, right? You don't want the guy going into a year with a lame duck contract. That doesn't do anyone any favor. So the fact that he extended him, I don't think is very much news. The thing that bothered me a lot, and I was incredibly disappointed with what Dave Dombrowski said today, largely, and I was disappointed also with what Rob Thompson said today, and I was very surprised at Dombrowski, is that Dombrowski sounded exactly the same way the players did after they lost to the Mets. It was a lot of excuses. It was a lot of hot team. It was a lot of sort of nonsense and no answers. No answers about what went wrong this year, not just against the New York Mets, but what went wrong from June, July, August, September, and then the series against the Mets. There was a lot of that's baseball, a lot of it's hard to be good for an entire season. Mm-hmm. The same things the player said that does not acknowledge the fact that they have had less success in the playoffs the last 3 years, have gone from getting to the World Series to getting to the LCS to being embarrassed by the New York Mets, and no introspection about the fact that it happened the same way three straight years. He was asked about the players chasing pitches out of the zone. And here's what Dombrowski had to say.
It's interesting, and I know a theme is chase rate, right? I mean, everybody I read in here writes about chase rate. I think it was interesting, we got eliminated. We were sixth in major of the 12 clubs in chase rate in the postseason. And so that's not good, but it's not the worst.
Oh.
We didn't hit. We really didn't hit. Some of it's chase, some of it's approach, some of it's guys not being hot. We actually, if you looked at it, we chased less than the Mets did in that series.
Oh.
Percentage-wise.
Well,
they didn't feel that way.
They got some big hits, and we didn't. And so it's something that we're cognizant of. It's something we'll continue to try to address. But the reality is we have a good lineup. I think we were in the top five in Major League Baseball in runs scored, and we'll continue to strive to be better. But I also think that a lot of clubs are vulnerable to being pitched well.
So I don't want to hear that you know what the question is. Mm-hmm. The question isn't about specific chase rate in that series, because we saw both teams. And one team hit well, and the other team didn't hit well. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we all saw that. I don't want to hear that the Mets had a worse chase rate, and we didn't have the worst chase rate in all of the Major League playoffs. And so when you acknowledge that the same thing happened, and it's the same problems with the same coaching staff, really, I see three paths for the Phillies here. One, they're bringing back the exact same team and the exact same coaching staff and expecting something to be different. Mm. Two.
Sounds like the definition of insanity.
Well, some would say
that.
Yeah, some would say. Two, that they're making major roster changes that he just can't acknowledge, but he knows that it's the lineup. Or three, that they're going to tinker here and there, and maybe there's a slight change that they can make. I do not see a world in which, without significant expenditure from a financial and an asset and a prospect, you know, way, that they can make significant changes to the lineup. Yeah. So I just, and he also said this about just sort of like getting hot at the right time.
What is the missing piece you felt like for this year's team?
Well, I don't think the answer is not the missing piece. The answer is playing well at the right time.
Oh.
And so when you say that, I've always felt you go out there with four good starting pitchers, right? Well, we have four good starting pitchers. You go out there with a good bullpen. Our bullpen didn't pitch well. It just didn't. I mean, that's the way it is. But I really thought going into the postseason, and it's an incorrect judgment by me and by a lot of us, that we thought our bullpen would be. That's what you're looking to do. We didn't score enough runs. We just did not. I mean, we scored runs in one game. We did not score runs in three games. And so you go back in the past years, there's some games we scored runs and there's other games we didn't. But you really have to play well at the right time.
Well, what we're asking, yes. So the final thing here.
Yes.
Final thing. Because I listened to it just getting more frustrated as it went on. So then I listened to Rob Thompson. And Rob Thompson was also, you know, both Dombrowski and Rob Thompson made it a point to say, they did say this, we need to do better using the entire field. Now, forget for a second that all of their hitters are over 30 and are not. We remember how many times we talked about Ryan Howard changing his approach at the plate. It doesn't happen. You're not going to learn how to become Tony Gwynn at 32 years old. Nick Castellanos is not going to all of a sudden be spraying the ball all over the place. Mm-hmm. So somebody asked Rob Thompson, is this something that you stress to the team during the year?
You mentioned the importance of using the whole field, hitting the ball the other way. How much of a focus was that? Like, how, you know, much was that message delivered to the guys?
I think that message was delivered almost on a daily basis, and I think you just have to get them to slow the game down at times and stay in that approach. Be cognizant that pitchers are going to try and get you to chase, because that's what the numbers say. If you stay with that approach, I think you cut down on chase. I think you get more base hits, and I think you score more runs.
So, Ike, I will shut up here, but I will ask you the question.
You're doing so well.
If they have the same players and who, with coaches that did not listen to a message that was given to them, literally every single day, you know, how is it going to be any different? If our boss Rod told us every single day, you have to take this break at 15. Every day he told us, and year after year, we did not break at 15. In what world in the next year are we going to start doing it? Do you know what I'm saying? It's just like I understand that Dave Dombrowski may have a rabbit in his hat somewhere, but I just don't think his answers were good enough, were introspective enough, or acknowledged enough what the issues are on the baseball team. So that's my frustration with what Dave Dombrowski said.
Yeah, and here's my frustration with hearing both Dave Dombrowski and Topper today. By the way, you've mentioned this. I'll echo the same thing because I wholeheartedly believe this. I like both Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson. I really do. Yeah, I really do. Yeah, did I last week feel that a change was needed if you wanted to change your results? I still believe that. And it would have been unfortunate if Rob Thompson's job was sacrificed because his players let him down. But that's on his players. Now, how much he contributed to that by not enforcing certain things or getting them to change their approach, then him losing his job would have been a result of that. So I come away from today being more frustrated and really disheartened when I think about the future of this team. Because for me, I feel like the window is closed for us to win a championship. Now, will they be a good team next year? I'm sure they should be. They pretty much bringing the same damn roster back next year. I don't expect everybody to fall apart. But I also don't expect this team to actually change who their DNA is as a baseball team. And sometimes, and I was okay with this, by the way. I was okay with this. But now I'm at the point where I realize it's not going to be good enough. I was okay with them being who they are, right? And they're a slugging team, and that's what they do. You know what? 2 years in a row, discounting the first year they got to the World Series, the slugging wasn't there. The run producing wasn't there when it needed to be in the clutch moments. Maybe this just ain't the group, right? You may have some players here that you can go win with, but I don't know if the total makeup of this team and this roster is championship caliber. And that's where I'm disheartened right now. I hope this was a lot of lip service today. I hope Dave Dombrowski has a rabbit in his hat that he's going to find a way to change something with this lineup, change something with this team where it has a different feel going into next year. But what you're basically asking us to do is trust and believe that we have the right people here, the right team, the right core. This team is good enough to win the World Series, and we're going to go do it next year. That's essentially what you're saying. That's because if you don't make major changes, you're going to make minor changes, and I don't know how many of those minor changes you can make to where it has a real life.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've impact. If your key core guys can't produce late in the year when they need to, whether it's moving runners, whether it's getting a base hit, whether it's taking pitches, getting a walk, whatever it may be, they don't do it as well as the Diamondbacks did last year and the Mets did to us this year. Two teams that we would say, on paper, we have the more talented roster. And it wasn't good enough to beat those guys. Why should I believe next year is going to be any different? I just don't believe it.
215-592-9494. What did you think of Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson essentially saying, we just need to be hot at the right time next year? Jack, what
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
At least, because it has somewhat of a Sixers feel to it in this way. That you know who your principals are that you're trying to win the title with, and it didn't happen. But at least I'll give the Sixers credit that they found ways to change pieces around. I'll give them credit for that. At least that gives me a different hope coming in. It's not the same strategy or formula that failed the year before and the year before. The Phillies, as much as we like these guys, and we know we all like these guys, I just don't believe, after this year, I don't believe this is the core that you go win the title with. So I look at the organization and I say, are they really ready to give up on a young significant piece like an Alec Bohm to move, right? Would you, you know, throw Ranger in a trade with him? He on the last year of his deal. They're not going to move Trey Turner. Would they even be willing to do that? Like, what are they going to be willing to do to change this formula?
Or JT. Or Schwarber.
Or JT, yes. JT, I'm just Schwarber, like, any of those guys. I agree.
Everything should be on the table.
Except
this
for
Wheeler and
yes,
Bryce.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah.
Thanks for closing that one out.
Yeah.
All right, Fritzy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a disappointing press conference. Like, and it was a lot of throw your hands in the air and say, well, that's kind of baseball. And I have a hard time believing that, like you said, that these guys in their 30s are all of a sudden going to be like, hey, you know what's a good way to go about this? We're going to start hitting the ball the other way. You know, we're going to start put the ball in play a little bit more. These guys are in their 30s. I mean, Bohm's 28, if you want to count him as a young player. Stott's 27 now. So, like, these guys kind of are what they are. My only saving grace is, look, if they run it back, I'll be furious. I'll give them a benefit of the doubt that they're doing a press conference. They're not going to show their hand. They're not going to give away their offseason plans because we know they're not going to do that. It was disheartening. It was discouraging. But if they run it back, I'll be absolutely furious. And the one thing that I keep coming back to is there's no way that John Middleton feels the same way as those two do. There's no way.
I will agree with that. Yes, there's no way John Middleton feels this way.
There's no way he's sitting over there saying, hey, you know what? Our chase rate wasn't that bad. And it was actually better than the Mets in this series. That's kind of baseball.
Yeah.
But that's their whole attitude, the whole second half drove me nuts. I mean, that's how they talked. When they were trying to pull themselves out, it was like, yeah, well, listen, we'll be fine. This is what we do.
Yeah.
No, it's not. The World Series was now going on 3 years ago, with 3 seasons.
We're getting further and further away each
year. Correct. Yeah. Like, there has to be significant change. They clearly, in the way they, you know, are re-signing Rob Thompson, they think it's a player issue. And I hope they realize the player issue, because I mostly agree with them. And I hope that there is significant change. So it was a frustrating press conference. It was a little, what are we supposed to do, which is annoying. I hold out hope that Middleton doesn't agree and there'll be actual change this offseason.
215-592-9494. What do you think of the Phillies, A, of the year-end press conference, and B, the plan to, you know, Jack, you say significant changes. I don't expect Dave Dombrowski to come out at a press conference at the end of the year and say, you know what, we're going to find a way to turn over half our lineup. I don't expect him to say it. However, I guess the continued sort of repetition that they don't know what was wrong. Neither Dombrowski nor Thompson could give us a reason as to why this team fell so flat in the last 3 months of the season. Again, not just the series against the Mets. This is a problem that goes back months with their just sort of tacit acceptance of the fact that things aren't going well and they just have to get hot. And there is a bit of luck that goes into the baseball playoffs. Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
sure.
Every single
sure.
year. But it can't just be, we got to get luckier next time. We just have to happen to be hot at the right time. A lot of that is grinding through the times that you're not hot to be successful and not just waiting around to get hot. And it seems like they just wait around to get hot.
And off of that, if you look at this year's postseason, it's not like the Yankees were super hot heading into the postseason. It's not like the Dodgers were super hot heading into the postseason. Now, they were playing better the last week. We get that. But they're not the Mets. The Mets have been... They were the hottest team in baseball since London. They're not the Tigers, who had a 0.8% chance of making the playoffs, that went on a fluke run. These are actually great teams that figured out at the right time when to turn it on.
Yeah, and the question for them is, how do we become the team that is good during the regular season and is also good during the playoffs? Because as the Dodgers might not win the World Series, but they won 98 games this year, and they seem to be performing in the playoffs. The Yankees had the best record in the American League, and they seem to be performing in the playoffs. The Phillies... Now for the third straight year have not had an answer to why their signature thing, which is slugging, completely disappears in the offseason. And I see other teams slugging. I see the Yankees.
Yeah.
I see the Mets hitting home runs, the Yankees hitting home runs, the Cleveland hitting home runs. Oh, I don't have anything.
No, that's why I'm like, sorry.
There's something wrong with my screen. I didn't know.
Why you're still okay?
Yeah, that's why I'm still talking.
Herb was right.
Yeah. Well, do you want to bring caller up? Can you do it? Who do we want to talk?
You know me, I just hit your thing over there.
Yeah. Let me restart it.
Yeah, if you're
on hold, sorry, Evan.
There you go.
Oh, there it is. Yes. I threatened to restart it and it worked.
I had to look up and I'm like,
you're like, Ike gave me the, why aren't you taking any calls? And I'm like, I don't know. It seems like nobody cares. Turns out people care. They're just like, Spike, we get it. All right. 215-592-9494. Art in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
I was trying to do that discreetly. Yeah. I didn't know.
We bring a lot of things on the air on this show.
Yeah. We like everyone to feel what we're feeling.
Yes.
That's
yes.
happened a couple of times when I was just like, I guess our topic's not working. That nobody cares. All right. Art in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Art?
Spike, I was so sick after that first press conference by Dombrowski. Like, he said absolutely nothing that we didn't already know. All he did was tell us things we already know about hitting to the opposite field, and they have to do this and they have to do that. Why didn't they work on these things if they knew what was wrong? Why didn't they just work on?
They did. It was the week off they had, Art. They said, hey, you know, a good time to work on some bunting. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right. Well, Art,
the end of the year.
Honestly, Art, the disappointing is not the word. The more eye-opening thing to me is that the thing that they thought was wrong, Topper said they worked on all year long and told the players every single day. All year long, every day.
So
you know,
if we're supposed to think that they're going to fix that?
Yeah, I just... I'm sorry for interrupting, Art. I'm as frustrated as you are. I'm sorry. I can't wrap my head around Topper saying, yeah, we mentioned it to him literally every single day. Did we do it? No, absolutely not. We didn't even come close. I'm sure Bryce Harper has more information about this than I do. If I was Bryce Harper, I'd be annoyed listening to that.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine if you're Joel Embiid? You brought up the Sixers. You're Joel Embiid. And after I'll give Daryl credit for this. I know we joke about the worm. But after the year, Daryl said what we did was not good enough.
Yep.
It was not good enough. And they changed. Now, it's easier. He planned for this.
Yeah.
But they changed the entire.
The whole damn roster.
Because it wasn't good enough.
Except for two players, I think.
And he basically knew it wasn't good enough for 3 years, which is why he worked to change it. Now, it may ultimately, you know, Paul George is already hurt, may ultimately fall on its face, but at least an acknowledgement that what happened was not a factor of luck or hot teams. It was approach and personnel. And if you, Dave Dombrowski, and you, John Middleton, believe that the players are capable of doing what you ask them to, and they were told to do it every day by one leader, and you decide to bring that leader back, that is organizational malpractice. If you can legitimately look me in the eye and say, we told them to work on this every day, and they didn't get better at it, they only got worse at it. And not only that, they had that. Thank you for the call, Art. I'm sorry for just yelling the entire time, but you started me again. There was another part where Tim Kelly, God bless, from on Pattinson, used to work over here. Mm-hmm. Tim Kelly asked Dave Dombrowski, is Trey Turner going to stay as a shortstop? And Dave Dombrowski said, well, actually, you got to be careful what metrics you're looking at, because I think he got better. And Tim Kelly listed. He listed. Well, in terms of runs saved, in terms of this, he actually got worse on all of them. Jack
Dave
and I
wasn't ready
this.
For Tim Kelly was he?
No, he was prepared.
The Bulldog.
That's like a Dave Uram move, man.
Yes, it was very, I was proud of Tim Kelly for just saying, well, actually, you're wrong on all these things. And Jack and I will joke, we hate this word, but the gaslighting from Dave Dombrowski, well, actually, Trey Turner's getting better. I don't care about any metrics. If there is a player who I'm nervous a ground ball is going to every time he gets hit one, he's not good at his position. That's it. Flat it. And I know they don't want to say it publicly that Trey Turner's got to move positions, but Trey Turner's got to move positions eventually, if not next year, then the year after. So I just you know.
Yeah, I mean, and at some point, when does it become he's being selfish?
Trey.
I want to stay at shortstop.
Yes.
Come on, man, help the team out.
All right.
We
didn't get to enough of your calls there, so we'll get to them. And God bless. I think somewhere Nick Sirianni is saying, thank you, Dave Dombrowski. I appreciate your press conference today. You got us. Wait until 3 o'clock.
I was going to say, yeah.
Wait until 3 o'clock. All right. The time is yours, as Andy used to say. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.